best way to wake up.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
Our daughter is seven. Mia's seven. And already we find that she is sneaking clothes to school to change into while she's there.
Really?
Yes. We actually, getting into October, I had a cutoff date for shorts. She loves shorts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's always been
shorts
kind of
are
a,
great.
A kid like that. She's very sensitive to clothing. I mean, she's been this way since she was a newborn. There were only certain clothes I could put her in that she was comfortable in. She's just sensitive that way. So anyway, she hates pants, only wants to wear shorts. But it just got to the point with weather that it just wasn't acceptable. So she would leave the house wearing pants. I would see her after school. She'd have shorts on. I'm like, how did this even happen?
Scissors.
She was putting them in her backpack and sneaking them to school. I finally just boxed up all the shorts and put them, like, I had to hide them.
Mm-hmm.
One day, I picked her up from school. She was wearing her pajama shorts. I had forgotten that I did not pack up her pajama. I didn't even think that the pajama shorts also needed to be put away. But
good for her.
She had snuck those to school. So... yeah, we're dealing with that. I'm like, are we going to have to go to a see-through backpack? Like, we got to...
so you can see what she's
so
bringing?
So we can see what you bring in? I mean, it's like airport security now at our house to see what's going in and out, making sure there's nothing in there.
Yeah, our kids tried to do stuff like that. I just told my wife, let them. It's not like they're a little house on the prairie and they're going to get lost in the blizzard between here and school and we're never going to see them again. I mean, we pick them up. We drop them off.
You know what?
And I'll tell you what, you know, they'll figure it out as soon as they get cold.
I will say this. It took about
one winter before all of a sudden, can I get a winter coat for next year?
Right.
Yes, you may.
I'll say that. You know what it is? I think it's just, I feel like it's a reflection on me. Like, people are looking and they're like, what parent would allow, and that this is somehow, of course, back to me. And, you know, then I
would answer to them one that doesn't put, you know, isn't going to just have silly fights going on that never end at the house.
Right.
And this is a big one.
That's whenever I see someone just wearing pajamas, like a kid wearing pajamas, I go,
I just didn't want
to fight.
I
got it. I'm not judging you. In fact, I say, good call. Good call.
I do remember I wore a Superman outfit once. When I was like in second grade.
Where are these pictures?
I did. I mean, but it was underneath my clothes.
Yeah. Right. Oh, well, naturally. Superman.
It was part of the gig. That's how it works.
Sure.
And also because I wouldn't have been allowed to go to school.
Right. So you snuck it.
Yeah.
By wearing it underneath.
Yeah. I guess they didn't notice I looked a little heavier that day.
Right.
And you were sweating.
Moving his arms.
You're like sweating as you're walking out the door.
Now, was there a big reveal once you got to school? Was there something you stood up on a desk and went to
it was in the morning. I went to the bathroom, took off my other clothes, came back to the class, and she told me to go put my clothes back on.
Right. Kenneth, that's not going to be acceptable. That's my best nun. That's what I got for you.
That's your best nun.
And I
didn't have a nun that year.
Oh, okay.
Because the nun the next year, she had a big old ring on her finger and used to knock your head.
Yeah.
That felt good.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
That doesn't affect Superman.
It was my kryptonite. It hurt. 280-1025. So the kids keep wearing what? Erica, what's it for you?
Okay, it's painful to even say out loud, but he's wearing a MAGA hat.
Oh, Make America Great Again.
Oh, no. Those red ones.
Well, now, how did he get the hat? Did you give it to him or some? I take it that you're not a Trump family, at least you and your husband, no?
No. I mean, the whole thing is just really excruciating for us at the moment. But we were at the Iowa State Fair, and there was, you know, a group of, I guess, Republicans there that were trying to get people to vote and whatnot. And next thing I know, I turn around and my son is running around with a MAGA hat. First of all, why are there even MAGA hats this small?
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of jokes to be made there, but regardless, he loves it, huh?
Yeah, boy.
He loves it, but think about this. What are they trying to do here?
Yeah.
It's like selling children cigarettes.
Okay, yeah, So and you can't get him to quit wearing it, and he wears it everywhere he goes. Yeah?
He wears it everywhere, and sometimes I think he doesn't have it. I think I've hit it. And then he'll pull it out of, I don't know, his pants. I don't know how this thing just keeps appearing. I think they put a spell on it. I'm not really sure what's happening.
We appreciate the call, Erica. Thank you. You have a great day. Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Let us become part of your Instagram scroll. Star 102.5 FM.